we have exported our dairy heifers for a number of years, and look, we consider that it is a very valuable component to our business, particularly when you do encounter adverse seasonal conditions or an adverse milk price. It just provides us with a little bit more diversity to be able to continue in a profitable manner.
Lisa Dwyer and her husband Eddie are dairy farmers at Hawksdale in southwest Victoria. Ongoing volatility, a drought, and the global financial crisis prompted the couple to diversify their business. And exporting dairy heifers is just one part of that diversification, something Lisa Dwyer expects more dairy farmers will start to embrace.
Look, my understanding is that the demand from China has certainly been increasing. And so in order to meet that demand, additional farmers are looking to live export as an additional revenue stream. And I think that, like anything, we need to ensure that we protect that market by providing high-quality dairy heifers to the live export market.
The Dwyer's cattle travel just 90 kilometres to leave Australia from the port of Portland.
Oh, well, we become just like a sale yard. And we drove around the port this morning and you saw the big berths here at Portland, big open concrete berths. You can drive a B-double or a semi-trailer. And what happens when we're loading the live exports is the week before, we have all the fodder delivered by truck and it's loaded on the berth, ready to be loaded onto the vessels. And then we'll have the trucking companies come in and they'll put a race out with temporary rails and wood chips on the ground for the or sawdust on the ground, and you'll hear kelpies and dogs here, working dogs, and you'll see the trucks pulling up, and we become just like a sale yard with a big loading operation.
Jim Cooper is the CEO of the Port of Portland. Wood chips, mineral sands and grain make up the majority of the port's exports. Mr. Cooper says sheep exports are practically non-existent from his port and expects cattle numbers to remain steady.
At the moment, we're just handling cattle exports for herd re-improvement overseas. So they're going off to countries which are trying to improve their dairy herds, and they're all dairy cattle. So they're going off to Russia and Turkey and China. We used to do quite a lot of live sheep and together with Fremantle in West Australia, we were the two big spots in Australia where live sheep were exported from. That's really slowed down over the last few years. Our exports of live sheep have stopped. We haven't seen any go out through the port for a long time. And in any event, it's quite a small part of our trade. It's probably 2 or 3%.
Agribusiness Elders has been exporting dairy cattle to China since 2003. The company's Cameron Hall says export numbers have ebbed and flowed in the years since.
China's probably the most influential market for dairy exports at the moment. And that's being driven really by a strong commitment from the Chinese government and in China to increase the amount of domestic fresh milk available within the marketplace. It's also influenced here by supply. And that supply tends to go up and down on a couple of things. One being domestic milk price and two being seasonal conditions. So I think we've seen more Australian dairy producers identify the export market over probably the past decade as being another valuable source of additional income outside of the income that they get from their main primary purpose of production, which is the milk check.
Female dairy cattle, just 5 months old, are now worth more than $1,500 to live export to China. But it's not just China wanting Australian dairy cattle. The West Australian-based exporter Wellard is sourcing more than 22,000 dairy heifers for Sri Lanka's Department of Economic Development. Alison Penfold is the CEO of the Australian Live Exporters Council.
Well, the figures that are running currently, we've exported about 60,000 head of dairy heifers, largely to China. The figure that's been quoted to me is that one in three dairy farmers are now producing dairy heifers for the live trade. So that's a significant number of dairy farmers who are seeing live exports as an alternative income source for their business, which is, you know, obviously something that will benefit dairy communities. We're keen to continue to grow the dairy trade, but China still remains that key market for us.